Summer's hotter weather is finally here, but don't let hair loss also make you sweat. Regrow hair with help from Hims. They provide access to personalized treatment so you can see thicker, fuller hair in just 3 to 6 months. Get started from the comfort of home. Fill out an intake form and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2 times the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18-plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8-6-25 and 1-5-26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
This is the Adam Carriker Show on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Boom! Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Adam Carriker Show. Got anything off the textual line there, Jake?
Yeah, a few thoughts here off the text line. Earthquake Blue says, going back to our discussion in the first segment, says 10 o'clock bedtime. Come on, Dad.
Come on, Dad. Oh, he's talking to me with my kids.
Yeah, he's talking to you, yeah.
Dang it.
One-Eyed Ray says, I'm such a good boyfriend slash husband, and I love her so much, I'm willing to risk my life. Actually equals I didn't want her calling me a wimp.
Oh, wow. Wow. All right, what's his name?
One-Eyed Ray.
One-Eyed Ray. I see you, One-Eyed Ray. I see you with two eyes, Ray. I see you. All right.
And then finally, Hayden says, definitely the second best show now after early break. Great story.
I appreciate the compliment. The morning show is phenomenal. No questioning that. I'll take that as a compliment. Yeah. What do you think, Jake?
Yeah, well, I mean, it's obviously, it's however you perceive getting like a silver medal. I mean, it's meddling, but you didn't quite win.
You know, I'll take it as a compliment. I think it's meant as a compliment. Right, so I'll take it as a compliment. Too, yeah. The tone came across that way. All right, man. Little Shedeur Sanders news here. All right. 60-mile-an-hour zone. Drives 101. Cited, at least according to the police records. When you heard this is Shedeur Sanders, by the way. When you heard this, what was your initial reaction? Because I kind of had two. All right, but what was your initial reaction, Jake?
Well, I mean, there's a lot that kind of goes into it. Is one that this happens every day and it's not a big story. But this guy's name is Shedeur Sanders, so it is. The second one, you know, and so you kind of go through all these different thoughts of like, yeah, he's young, but he should know he's got a spotlight on him. And it's just, frankly, very dangerous, right? So I think sometimes we get into the young excuse a little bit too often. He's old enough to know not to drive more than 100 miles per hour and 40 miles over the speed limit, especially with kind of an open quarterback job. Doesn't seem like the most maturity you're looking for there. So, I mean, it's not good, but I also realize that it's a bigger story than what it would be if he was named really anything else.
You kind of had a similar reaction to what I had. My, it was like bang, bang, my two reactions. My first reaction was, I can't say I've never gotten a speeding ticket. I can't sit here and say that I'm blameless, okay? 101 and a 60, definitely not safe at all. Can't even argue that or debate that. There was a couple of losses in high school where things didn't go well. I may have taken it out on the gas pedal. I don't know if I ever went 101, but the speed limit was also around 35. So I probably went like 37, 38, because I'm not going to admit to jack on air. But I will tell you that was one of my first reactions. And I will say this, just because something may become a little bit more and more commonplace doesn't make it okay.
Right.
It's still, there's a speed limit, there's safety concerns. I get really annoyed when people text and drive. Like that's really isn't great. And I know it happens a lot. And again, I'm not blameless here. It's something that just, I think particularly with kids and you live in a neighborhood and you want kids to be safe, something can happen. But to me, the other thing is like,
Summer's hotter weather is finally here, but don't let hair loss also make you sweat. Regrow hair with help from Hims. They provide access to personalized treatment so you can see thicker, fuller hair in just 3 to 6 months. Get started from the comfort of home. Fill out an intake form and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
You're going to have a bigger spotlight on you if you're in the NFL. If you are drafted, regardless of where you're drafted, obviously the higher you're drafted, the bigger the spotlight is. If you're a quarterback fighting for an NFL starting job and someone that a lot of people, including myself, a lot of people think he'll start by Thanksgiving. I've kind of given the 2-year barometer buffer, even though there's no guarantee he'll be on the team come game one. I do think he will be. But when you are Shedeur Sanders, like you have to be aware that there's going to be a higher level of scrutiny. There has to be a level of self-awareness. Like I said this the other day with Diego Pavia, and you know, he had a big microphone in front of his face when he basically took blatant shots at the Big Ten and at Nebraska. And I said, with all due respect, he's probably not used to that big of a microphone in front of your face. So you got to recognize, you got to have that self-awareness. There's going to be a higher level of scrutiny when certain things are coming your way. And if your name is Shedeur Sanders, you've got to have that self-awareness. And then from an NFL perspective, from a fighting for a quarterback job perspective, like you're going to hurt your chances of being a starting quarterback, of being on the team in Cleveland. It's weird because that's a quarterback room where he could not be in it come game one, or he could be the starter legit by November. That quarterback room is so deep yet so wide open all at the same time. You have to keep these things in mind. And if you're Shedeur Sanders, you know right now you and Aaron Rodgers are the top two stories in the NFL right now, much like when Tim Tebow was playing. Whether he was starting or not, I mean, you could argue Tebow, you could argue Kaepernick back at that time. Whether they were starting or not, they were the top stories. You have to have this sort of self-awareness, and it has to factor in. And if, you know, you can say young, we all make mistakes, 1,000% true, but different people have different things on the line and different people have different levels of scrutiny. When I was a first-round pick in St. Louis, I was well aware there was a gigantic spotlight on me. I didn't walk around scared, but I was well aware I needed to be a little bit more careful and smart about things.
Yeah, very fair. I mean, I, and you're right. I mean, I think especially with just kind of the spotlight on yourself, he's got the means if he wants to, I'm sure, to get on a track if he wants to and drive really fast. So, you know, it is, again, it's disappointing, but it just kind of adds, I don't want to say it adds because I don't want to make it sound like it betters the situation in any ways or certain form, but it's just, it continues to be one of the craziest stories we've ever seen in the NBA. NFL. I keep going back to that movie Draft Day and how horrible and unrealistic it was. And yet at the same time, what happened to Shedeur Sanders would be even more unrealistic if you tried to put that in a movie. So, again, it's just so interesting. And again, that's to your point. He's got to realize he's everything he does is going to be scrutinized. And if you do things that are unarguably bad, then, you know, the scrutiny is going to come in even heavier.
Could you imagine? Let's say he ends up starting. Let's say he plays 10 years, has a good career. Didn't even have to be Hall of Fame, but just has a good career, makes a Pro Bowl or two. Let's say he wins one Super Bowl or plays in a Super Bowl. The movie one day from being a projected top first round draft pick to fifth round pick to the scrutiny to the last name to everything else that would happen over the next 10 years, dude, that would be an amazing movie. We'll see how it plays out, though, in real life in the meantime. All right, ladies and gentlemen, don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.